This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Jacob Fenston. Missouri's no-call list is getting a 21st century update. Joseph Leahy has more.
Governor Jay Nixon signed a bill into law Thursday that allows residents to add their cell phone numbers to the state's no-call list. Nixon says the bill expands Missouri's original law that was enacted to protect landlines 12 years ago.
Today's cell phones, with their ability for making calls, sending text messages, and accessing the internet, have become the standard means of communication. And many Missourians no longer have a landline, and a cell phone number has become their only phone number. That's why Missouri's no-call law needed to catch up.
The new law prohibits telemarketers from calling and text messaging numbers on the list. It also gives the Attorney General the power to punish violators. I'm Joseph Leahy.
The Missouri House has created a new committee that will examine how the state awards contracts to the private sector. Marshall Griffin has the details.
The Interim Committee on Government Bidding and Contracting was formed in the wake of last year's controversy involving SynCare, which lost its state Medicaid contract after numerous complaints of its handling of home care services. GOP House member Sue Allen of St. Louis County will chair the committee.
We're going to look how OA does function and how they select contracts, what they look for. How objective is it?
Allen says the committee may also examine how driver's license fee offices have been awarded by the Nixon administration, as well as examining contracts and incentives doled out by other state agencies. The interim committee will expire at year's end unless the House Speaker decides to continue it. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri Supreme Court is being asked to decide who qualifies to run for the state legislature when the boundaries are changed during redistricting. Two Democratic House members filed to run in the 75th House District in St. Louis County. That district was redrawn last year and includes pieces of both lawmakers' current House districts. The primary election is August 7th. The Endangered Wolf Center in Eureka, Missouri, has three new residents. A litter of tiny swift foxes was born there 4 weeks ago and can now be viewed by the public. As Veronique LaCapra reports, the young kits are bringing out some interesting behaviors in the adult foxes that are raising them.
The kits are being raised by a trio of adult foxes. The breeding female sister is helping the new parents care for their young. The Endangered Wolf Center's Director of Animal Care and Conservation, Regina Masati, says breeding trios are common in the wild, but are rarely seen in captivity. And she says fatherhood has really changed the male's behavior toward his female companions.
Before they bred, he would actually steal their dinner sometimes, maybe not the nicest boyfriend. But once she became pregnant, he would actually gather all the food and bring it to her.
Masati says wild swift foxes are elusive, living in dens underground year-round, and only emerging at night to feed on small rodents. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Blue Ridge Christian Church in Columbia is starting Father's Day weekend with a free showing of the independent Christian film Courageous. KBIA's Faith and Values reporter Kelly Catraba has more on the film's themes of faith and fatherhood.
Courageous comes from the creators of the Christian films Fireproof and Facing the Giants. Like the other two, Courageous highlights Christian morals. In this case, the focus is on the responsibilities of fatherhood. Blue Ridge Christian Church spokesperson Ron Faust says faith, fatherhood, and every other aspect of life are connected.
I think that it's all imperative to have very good morals, and in particular, to live up to your responsibility.
Faith has influenced the way Faust sees his own role as a father.
It's really driven home the moral compass and realized that not just when they're watching, but also when the children are not watching, how you live your life and how you are shapes the person, and it also shapes the person that your sons or daughters are going to be as well.
He says fatherhood is not just about telling children how to act, but setting an example as a servant. The film Courageous will be shown free of charge on Friday night at 7 at Blue Ridge Christian Church in Columbia. The event will also include a short message related to Father's Day. Kelly Catraba, Columbia Faith and Values.
Columbia Faith and Values is the newest media partner desk at KBIA. For KBIA News, I'm Jacob Fenston.